This is Tim Hamrich of the Ag Information Network with your Farm of the Future report. The Washington State Department of Ecology declared a statewide drought emergency yesterday due to below-average snowpack. This lack of available water is a big concern for tree fruit growers in the state who need to keep their trees and their businesses alive. John Devaney is the president of the Washington State Tree Fruit Association.
Well, of course, tree fruit growers are particularly concerned because we're a permanent crop. You can't make the decision not to plant. Your trees are already in the ground and your crop is already blooming and starting production for the year by the time we get a lot of these forecasts. So generally what fruit growers do is try to work with their irrigation districts who supply their water to ration the available supply, secure additional supply where possible, and also do on-farm practices to ensure that they're maximizing the available water for usage. Whether that's doing on-farm ponds, which a lot of orchards have in order to have water available for frost control. That also becomes useful in a curtailed water supply situation because you can store some of your water for after systems may have to be shut down early because of a drought, to have water still available to keep trees alive and healthy late in the season.
Devaney said close communication between farmers and local irrigation districts will be critical in the coming months. This is Tim Hamrich with the Ag Information Network.